Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio and all podcast catchers, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Spotify, wherever you listen to us. It's the Dark Mark Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian, and as always, everybody's favorite horror writer, Nicole Sachs.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi, Nicole. Yeah, it's ironic that we're taping in the afternoon on World Goth Day.
I know. I'm surprised
Day.
We haven't all burst into flames.
Especially on World Goth Day, where we're in the daytime.
I don't know, man.
you're not bursting into flames?
I have my shades shut like 24/7. I never let any sunlight into this apartment.
Well, that's why you look so fabulous. And you always so somebody else who looks fabulous, who was very fascinating. I'm very really looking forward to talking to her. She is just setting the internet on fire. She's all sorts of things happening with her. She lives her life as the living gothic doll, and she's on TikTok, she's on Instagram, she's all over social media. People are talking about her. She's been featured in magazines, she's been featured in movies, and she's just getting started as a cultural force. And I'm glad to, for once, be on the upswing instead of the downswing of people we interview. Here she is, Danielle Graves, the living gothic doll.
Hi, everyone.
Happy World Goth Day, Danielle. I you didn't even know that.
I had no idea. There's had so many things going on like today that I couldn't even process where I was.
Right. But did you get your goth routine in today? Because you always have that routine that you put on YouTube.
Yeah, 8-hour day every day, 7 days a week. Even with migraines, I could be puking blood no matter what's going on. The 8-hour day gets done. And I think that's why I have trouble separating the days, because they all feel identical.
Yeah, but I can see that.
That's been a common thing since the pandemic for a lot of people. And I'll tell you what, if you want to have energy for an 8-hour day, you should drink some of this. Our sponsor, Raise Energy Drink. This is the best. And I got some Baja Lime, my favorite, but they have other great flavors like ginger ale, juice box. Nicole likes the Voodoo Fruit Punch. The best thing about Raise, zero calories, zero carbs, zero crash, and the best taste. You can get these at GNC's or vitamin shops. They don't have them in 7-Elevens or the regular stores, but why pay full price? Go to our link in the description, get a case of Rays for 15% off. It's appropriate on World Goth Day that you brought out Trouble already. Nicole's cat Trouble is joining us.
Yeah, my cat, I'm goth, but my cat is all white. And so everything I own gets covered in white cat hair at all times. And everything I own is black, so it stands out.
Well, that's a good place to start, because as with many goth people, you have two cats, Danielle.
Yeah, I have twins. And,
oh, awesome. Are they?
Yes, the boy and girl, Siamese.
Oh, cute.
I will show you them.
Oh, please, bring your, because your cats are definitely part of your social media.
So this is Brahms.
Aww.
What a sweetie.
And here's Ivy.
Aww.
Very cute.
And I don't know if you knew Mason the Vampire, who passed away, but he's now in his new form.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Okay. I have seen Mason on your social medias, and I'm assuming his new form is the cat, not the vampire. Okay.
Yes, this is him, Mason the Vampire, in his new form. Okay. I don't believe in...
taxidermy?
No, what's it called? Accepting that he's gone. So
okay.
Way to not deal with that trauma is he's right there.
Okay.
Well, I tell people this. I believe since pets have the ability to dream, they have a consciousness which exists after they die. Because they have we all know that dreams can be like transport you places and stuff like that. So if cats can dream, they can live beyond the grave, I believe.
Yeah, and it was weird too, because on his day of passing, my last words to him was, please don't leave me alone. And my uncle called me up that he found these two guys and got
Aww.
Them.
That's the first of many mystical things we'll be talking about today. There's a lot of things in the world that we don't understand that you have been, I mean, Nicole's a witch as well. I've heard a lot of people on our show describe every powerful woman as a witch, and I kind of agree with that. But and we've had, so you've used these powers for so far for eternal youth,
yes,
among other things.
Nose, facial structure, yeah.
Now, tell me about that. I'm really curious about this because your nose and your facial structure has changed due to you casting spells.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to look like I made Danielle too. I don't know if you met Danielle too.
I was hoping you would bring out Danielle too. There's Danielle too.
There she is,
Nicole. If you're listening to this on audio, Danielle too is a doll that looks just like Danielle, the living gothic doll.
Here's some more friends.
Right, there's Chucky. There's Bride of Chucky.
Yeah,
I told you when I talked to you on the phone, I want to move into your place because you got all the cool stuff. You got gargoyle,
werewolf.
You got all sorts of witches and crazy. I mean, that's Annabelle. Fun stuff. Annabelle's haunting your apartment.
My couch area.
I love the couch. I love the painting above the couch, which is
and then of course my altar where all the stuff happens. My crystal ball and
my altar currently is decked out with a bunch of aventurine. I'm working on prosperity for summer, and I've already got a lot of shifts, so I think it's working.
Oh, I'm in the Prosperity Now class with the Witches Church.
Cool.
Yeah, I actually have the class on Thursday nights on Zoom.
Nice. Right. So I guess we got to go back. Let's get to the beginning, because this is where I'm a little fuzzy on the timeline. I want you to clarify this, because I'm not going to say your age, but you are. I mean, even though you've cast a spell for eternal youth, you're still young.
Yes.
And you were in beauty pageants when you were a teenager, but you were bullied when were you bullied? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
So I was bullied from like kindergarten on. So I was, I knew I was different since kindergarten. Like when I sat in the classroom, I just didn't have a connection with any of the students. I felt like I was sitting here and I was on the other side of the glass. Mm. I couldn't, still to this day, I can't make friends or hold down friendships.
I'm surprised because you seem really cool and chill to talk to when I've talked to you. And so far, everybody, you seem really cool.
I have a lot of energy and I'm very... I think my personality is just too much sometimes. Like, I'm just like, woo, and like, okay, gotta do this. I can't sit still, but like, because my life is so different, unique, people don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't understand it is where the arguments occur.
Mm.
And then there's connection.
Well, you're talking to two people whose lives are very strange and unique. So that's why we're connecting.
I'm happy, like, and interesting, yes.
Which goes back to our show 2 weeks ago when we had a choreographer, Ani, on the line, on the show. And she said that's why she moved from England to L.A., because in L.A. she could meet like-minded people and, meet artists and just people that don't conform on a daily basis, on a nightly basis. So you're in suburbia, so you're kind of like... Winona Ryder, Beetlejuice, sort of amongst the suburbs.
Exactly. Yeah. So I knew right away, though, as a child, about the connecting, and I was the ugly duckling in like middle school. I didn't care like what I looked like at the time, and then going into high school, things got a lot worse with the bullying, and then I knew I had to get homeschooled. So, yeah.
Well, first off, I also want to assure you that every beautiful woman, and I'm including Nicole in this because I think she's beautiful, has that same story that they were bullied.
Yeah.
Which I would find hard to believe.
Really?
Yeah.
But, I'm sorry, Nicole, I didn't catch that.
I was just agreeing. I said, yeah, I was picked on ruthlessly, especially during the year 13. Middle schoolers were the worst.
Yeah, 13 was the worst.
Ironically, that was the peak of my popularity, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, it was just it's just nuts to me. But I guess I don't talk to the women that were popular in school doing the bullying. I never do as an adult, because there had to be good looking popular girls, but every beautiful woman now is like, I was bullied when I was in school. It's very strange. But
True. But
how do you go from, and you said in high school you, it was so bad that you got homeschooled. Like, was this physical abuse? What was bullying?
There was boys peeing in water bottles, pouring them over my head.
Oh, that's not good.
The words that stuck with me to this day is, you will never be pretty and you'll never amount to anything. And that's what pushed me to perfection.
Hmm. Well, it's interesting because Nicole told me that the other night, but that's I'm kidding, of course. But no, I'm kidding. No, but yeah, the urine, yeah, bodily fluids, I mean, none of that is called for. And that's awful.
I had it all. So
yeah, I mean, I used to get beat up. I mean, physically beat up, and you know, so it's but the, you know, as what turns out to be is that the people that were bullied tend to be the ones that are successful, and the ones doing the bullying, because you're not old enough, but I'm old, so I went to, you know, I've been to my high school reunions, and the guys that were and women that were so cool in high school that were doing the bullying, now they're envious of me in my life, and they have nothing going on. They're, you know, so they, or they have some boring life, and they really hate themselves.
Yeah.
Because they didn't develop a personality in high school.
Yep. Right.
But you went one step further from being somebody that was called ugly, which I doubt you were, but that's what, you know, that's what they said, and they sound like a bunch of assholes. But from being called ugly, you started entering and winning beauty pageants.
Yep. I said I have to do something that, when I started off, I said I have to do something that requires me to be beautiful and looks and stuff. And that's when I went to modeling and acting school. Mm-hmm. And because I was able to do college very early, so I was able to get an associate's in performing arts.
Wow.
At the time, I was like 17. And that's
pretty amazing.
Yeah. So from doing all that, I was doing a lot of, I did music videos for Jadakiss and different types of music. Yeah. And I was doing just like fashion modeling, fashion week. And I won Miss USA pageant, Miss Teen USA 2 years ago. And also, before the doll, and I was doing regular fashion modeling, mm-hmm. I saw the world starting to turn, and I saw things going into where they didn't want perfection anymore. They wanted more of imperfection, the natural look. And now it's more like the body positive stuff and everything like mm-hmm. that. I felt that all the time I was putting into myself to be perfect and the best. I had to be the best on top.
Mm-hmm.
And no, like, there can't be like anyone have anything similar to me, because it's just not allowed. Then I got to change something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I got copyrighted and registered trademarked, so no one could take my stuff. So I saw like regular, like girls that just rolled out of bed, didn't even like put makeup on, nothing. And they were winning over me. And I remember just like walking off the stage at one of the shows.
Mm.
And complete breakdown. And I went home and I said, I have to do something else. I have to do something. I have to be the best. I have to be something more. I have to be famous, and I have to be known for something else that no one else can ever do, and that I can't compare myself there, because there'll be no comparison.
Okay.
What did I do? I took out pictures, and I saw like I was very gothic at like 15 and 14. And then I also, what is perfection? A doll. So what about a living gothic doll? Because a Barbie, I wouldn't fit. They have the blonde hair, the blue eyes. And there's a lot of girls doing that in other countries. Mm-hmm. And I knew I had to be original, the one and the only of something. And then started.
Okay. Now, you were in the goth scene when you were like 15, 16. How did you get into the goth scene, and what drew you to that? Because obviously you're ensconced in it now.
I don't know what drew me to it, but I was like, I started getting into witchcraft when I was around like 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew then that I was born with the gifts, because I was able to sense ghosts and see ghosts and feel energies and perform spells. So I knew that I was something more.
You're intuitive.
Yeah.
Nicole, do you remember when you realized you were intuitive? I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, I was young. I would say close to 11, between 9 and 11, and things I wanted to happen started happening. Like, I've always been able to really strongly manifest exactly what I want. And maybe that's because I always like know exactly what I want. But I would like get lucky at games. I would win things. I was just very much, I want this and it's going to happen. I'm not very good at gambling, actually. But like when it's a competitive game, I can, mm-hmm. my will is very strong.
That's awesome.
Right. I'll be sure not to play competitive games with you. But so around the same age, like around 10, 11, you were discovering.
And I also started having interesting dreams. And also I would see things in the shadows.
Mm.
I had a dream of my past life. I broke my neck and I do suffer really bad neck in this life.
Mm. Mm. What type of dreams did you have, Nicole?
Just very vivid dreams about scary things. Like, I used to talk about how, like, to me, there really was something lurking in the darkness. And now I'm not afraid of those things anymore. Now I'm like, okay, ghosts can't hurt you. But when you're a child, you're like, what is in my room with me? This is very scary.
Right. And did you have similar dreams, Danielle?
Well, I had more of entities than I experienced the entities.
Yeah, I should have said spirits, not necessarily ghosts. I'm never quite sure what I'm talking to. Sorry for interrupting.
No, that's okay.
No, oh, it's just chunky.
You were saying, Danielle. I know this Zoom sucks. I hate Zoom, and you both are like kind of on a little delay, and I'm like, I'm ready to kick my computer. But and it might be the spirits. That might be it. It might be the spirits.
Especially today, yes.
Mm-hmm. World Goth Day. They want in on this show.
So you were saying you talked to entities.
I've experienced entities. I experienced very demonic stuff in my life that I am afraid of the dark. I won't go into the dark. I won't sleep.
I actually still don't sleep in the complete dark. I always have my bathroom light on.
Really? See, yeah, it stays there. And I feel like I have to be under my blankets because I feel like I don't feel safe on top of the blankets. But when I lived back at the other house with family, there were things in that house that I can't even explain.
Mm. So how did you go from being afraid of ghosts and entities in the dark to how'd you go from being afraid of the dark to embracing the goth aesthetic, which is all dark?
I'm actually in the light of the witch. Like, right. I have to be in light. I can't be in the dark.
Right.
If I'm in clouds or any type of rain, I actually get distorted. My skin, like, kind of like it's like crocodile skin, and I will look like a completely different person. I need to be in the light. And that's where, like, I get my energy from to do my spell work. The moon doesn't work. I need something where I glow.
Right.
I'm like a kind of like a day walker. Like, I need to be in this.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So you have all the powers, but none of the limitations. You can walk freely during the day.
Yeah, so I'm not good in the, like, rain. Like, I don't have any energy in the rain to do spell work. Or, like, winter, I'm dead because I'm fire and earth sign. So I'm connected to fire and sun and also the trees and nature. And in the winter, that is there. So it's, like, my body, like, with it, feeling it with it.
Especially
have you ever considered relocating to someplace that's more beneficial for you and your career?
I always do, but the thing is, my manager and photographers are here, and I wouldn't be able to find a new set because of the industry and how well they work with me and understanding, like, my anxiety and how I need to be photographed.
Mm-hmm.
Had other photographers try doing my photos, like fashion photographers, and they really did a horrendous job. And it has to be specific, like people that are into like the horror and the fantasy and the goth kind of, they know how to photograph. And also I have bad anxiety, so I can't really work in large groups or with people. I have to be in very small, so, like, areas. So they come to the house so I don't have to worry about that. And it has to be like on my time, my schedule. Mm-hmm. So I am kind of hard to work with in the industry. So, but these, the group that I'm with really works according to how I feel, like if I'm comfortable or not. So I know mm-hmm. I'm not going to be at somewhere else.
I mean, I'm not discounting the team you have, and if it's working, great. But there are other photographers that understand that aesthetic that I think would be able to work with you. I know we know a bunch out here in LA, and I think they would be able to work with you and accommodate you. So, you know, don't ever say this is the only way to do it, because there's always other ways to do it. But I'm curious how now you're a model, and you're like, okay, I got to do something different. And now, was there a band or a movie or something that got you into the goth scene that really got you down that goth rabbit hole when you were like 15, 16?
My favorite bands is, I'm going to say, Static X and Korn. Those were my top two bands.
Right.
But then I go back to like the 70s and I like the Cars.
Right.
Yeah, so I'll listen to that. So I jump around, I guess, to like
different. So you kind of got into industrial metal and then the aesthetic from there.
Yeah.
Okay. And
just the clothes alone were like, these are cool. Like, I just like, I was drawn to like that type of stuff. Like, I was always drawn to gothic stuff and witchy stuff. And
I think you were in the last generation where Hot Topic was actually goth in the mall.
It's not goth anymore. No.
It really? Oh, it so isn't.
Time it was, she was telling me about it, but I didn't get to experience that.
Oh, that you didn't get to experience it. Yeah, I was gonna say, I was at the LA Comic Con, and there was somebody who worked at Hot Topic there, and I asked her, I'm like, when did Hot Topic stop being goth? She looked at me like I told her a knock knock joke. She's like, I don't know, when did Hot Topic stop being goth? I'm like, I'm asking you. That used to be the store. There used to be a store in the mall where you got all that stuff, and now, you know, and you know, let's be honest, it's better to buy it on from independent stores and local designers, and you design clothes. But, you know, at least, I mean, there was a cheap option there when you were a teenager. At one time, there isn't anymore unless you want a Disney shirt. But so now how did the doll specifically come to you? How did you say, I want to become a doll?
Perfection. Because I was looking for what's perfection, and I saw instantly a porcelain doll.
Okay.
And then that's how I put the two together. Gothic okay. doll.
Gothic doll. Because there are a number of gothic dolls. You have a bunch of them in your house. So how did you, now take me step by step how you went from a human being, a beauty queen, to the gothic doll that we see before us.
So first I started what the perfect measurements would be for the doll. And I was hardcore, of course I work out every day, but I was like hardcore fitness. Like I was 110 pounds, mm-hmm. but I knew that I looked more like a fitness model. So that mm-hmm. I had to lose like 5-6 pounds of the muscle. So I said between 103 and 105 looks very doll-like. I had to go by the mirrors. And then the measurements, they have tiny waist, so I had to get an 18-inch waist.
Would you have?
Yes. I have that. Through hard work and dedication, and it's all natural, and I do eat 6 times a day.
So tell my audience how they get an 18-inch waist, because mine's 19 inches, so I'm trying to lose that 1 inch. So.
Well, actually, you can't have one unless you're the doll, or you get your ribs taken out.
Oh, okay. So that's a closely guarded secret. Okay.
Yes. You know, I'm very strict, healthy eating, vegan, obviously. I don't eat animals. I'm an activist. Save animals, donate to animal societies. I actually rescued, me and my boyfriend rescued a squirrel. Mm-hmm. We had a squirrel in the house for a couple of days. And all right. then we took him to the wildlife rehabilitation center because, we knew that because they were illegal here, we wouldn't have a vet to take her to if she got sick.
Wait, squirrels are illegal?
In certain states.
Okay.
Because of that, there wouldn't be a vet around here. You would travel to like another state mm-hmm. if they got sick. So that's when I was like, oh no, what are we going to do? So I found a rehabilitation center where they would take care of the squirrel. And I keep in touch with the lady every day, and the squirrel's doing great.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So between that and just eating healthy, I don't eat any salt. So I don't eat any anything fried.
Mm-hmm.
And work out every single day. And on top of that, the best diet in the world. Are you ready to hear the secret?
I'm ready to hear the secrets.
It's called the anxiety diet.
I'll say that one more time.
Anxiety diet.
The anxiety diet. Okay.
Constant anxiety that your body's all shaking up all the time and your nerves are constantly going, and you're going to the bathroom and you're just so anxious that it burns off all the calories.
I'm making a note of that. The anxiety diet.
Yeah.
So shaking and shitting all day. That's how you lose a lot of weight.
It's a lot of weight.
Okay. I'll make it. I think Nicole just took a note too. That's good. Actually, this is a good segue because I saw the video, but tell Nicole and our audience your daily ritual, how you become the doll every day.
So it's a very, very long process. And I drink my bottle of water. Why? Because that detoxifies your body and gets all the puffy stuff out of your face, mm-hmm. and gets out and all set for the day to go. And you always want to drink water at least a half hour before breakfast so you're not bloated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm drinking it with breakfast. That must be my problem.
You got to have it a half hour before so there's no bloating when you have your breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah. So then I go into my 100 splashes of my face, which gets the blood circulation going, and then the brush. The
and teeth. You count them. You're like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, the teeth and the teeth whitening strips. And then I do my coconut oils, and I put I actually make hair oil now because I do have a hair and skincare line, but I make my oils now. So I always pre-poo my hair with oils before I wash. Which I wash my hair every day, even though people say you're not supposed to do that. It is what you're supposed to do, because if your scalp is not clean, it gets clogged, and then your hair doesn't grow. So if you want your hair to grow, you should wash.
The only people that tell you not to wash your hair every day are people with stinky, dirty hair, but and dandruff. But that's, I wouldn't listen to them. So okay, go ahead. So you wash your hair.
Oh no, I put the oil in, and I leave the oil, and then I do all my subliminal frequencies.
Okay, now let's stop there, because I want to hear about this, Nicole. This is part of the secret about becoming the doll, is that Danielle does subliminal frequencies. Are you familiar with this?
No, I'm not.
Tell Nicole about subliminal frequencies.
The subliminal frequencies are like if you choose something, like for example, I do one for skin whitening. So it's like this. It's like messages you put on, like little things like da, 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 into your head. So if you listen to your phone on the side of your ear, and it's sending subconscious messages and messages through your brain waves. So when it goes through brain waves, it's creating the body to produce what it's saying.
Now, did you create these subliminal messages and play them back to yourself, or how do you do this?
Yeah, I found certain ones. I had certain ones like,
my skin's going to be white. My skin's going to be white. My skin's going to be white. And then you play it back?
That I just made a new product called White and Tight. And that's going to be coming soon. It's called, I know it sounds a little weird, but it's called White and Tight. And it's a skin product that lightens and tightens your skin naturally.
And trust me, I'll be your first customer. White and Tight always sounds great to me. And by the way, you know what else sounds great? And, you know, this is, I know that you have your products, and we're going to plug those plenty, but if you want to relax, and this is not part of your regimen, but for people that want to relax and also want to get clean, they could get some CBD bath bombs from Renegade CBD. Renegade bath bombs, they have Renegade white chocolates. I know they're not part of your diet, but they have white chocolates, they have gummies, and they have CBD bath bombs. Nicole's had them, luxurious, make you relax. All your CBD needs, all you need to go is to renegadecbd.com. So, yeah. So, you know, that's, you have your skincare, we have ours. So, nothing relaxes you after a hard day of becoming a doll rather than Renegade CBD. So go ahead. Yeah. So subliminally, so you're, I mean, how many subliminal messages have you recorded that you use?
Day, 7 every morning. And it's the same 7 in the same order.
Okay, which is skin whitening.
Skin whitening, nose slimming, anti-aging, eternal youth, eternal health,
mm-hmm.
and no sicknesses, mm-hmm. like severe sicknesses. And one is, what's the other one? The other one is flawless airbrush skin.
Airbrush skin, okay.
So I look photo person, yes. I don't use Photoshop.
Because it does look like you do.
I don't use any Photoshop.
Okay. Well, kudos to you. Because I'm telling you, because it does look Photoshop. And these days with AI and everything else, you never can tell.
I mean, you can tell
my pictures because I look horrendous. But other people that look good, you can't tell.
I do not use Photoshop at all.
Yeah. Have you ever been tempted?
No.
Okay. All right.
Because so hard.
Mm-hmm.
To make look different,
right? Okay.
Because I have body dysmorphia, so if something's not perfect, I won't release it.
Mm-hmm. No, I know you were telling me that, but then it looks perfect.
Yeah, I always make sure before anything. Like even like with my photographers, I have to look through like every single photo and let the company that it's for know that they can only use such and such photo.
And we are going to be sending you the video for your proofreading. I think you look great. I matter of fact, if I didn't know any better, I would think you're Photoshopped. And I understand you've got the lighting just right, but still.
This light actually kind of sucks, to be honest. It's really not that. I feel that I don't know. I can't really
You look fantastic, trust me. And especially since it's going to be juxtaposed between me and you, so you're going to look even better. But so anyway, so then you can do subliminal messages. What's the next step to get becoming a doll?
Facial yoga and face massage.
Hmm. Okay. Well, the yoga I get. The face massage. I how did you learn how to do that?
I just like looked up different types for different parts of the face, and then I kind of just like threw together my own concoction of what to do.
Mm. Now I'm massaging my face. I'm trying to look better here.
I also do the pressure. And then I do my sinus drainage with this tool.
Ooh.
I just dig into the little sinus cavities.
Oh.
It drips down your throat and it releases everything.
Oh. Is that necessary?
Device, yeah.
How is anybody going to know you have is that all full of mucus? Is that is that already full or what?
Outside, like your pressure points, like right. Here.
Okay.
Like here, like you're under your jaw. Like I have a lot of pain, like in here, my sinuses.
Oh wait, so you're not shoving it up your nose like a COVID test. You're okay. That's why I was going ooh.
All of the stuff, and then it just goes down your throat. Not
really?
The
okay. There's so much to looking good, Nicole. I had no idea.
I gotta be honest. I barely try. I put on eyeliner and eyeshadow, and then I walk about my day. I'm so lazy.
Yeah, see, but this is what happens. So, okay. So then you drain your sinuses.
But I respect the people that put in the effort. Like, I mean, she's going all out.
Yeah. So what is this, about an hour now that we're into your 8-hour day?
No, this is probably like 2.5 hours.
Okay. So after the sinus drainage, what do you do?
After that, the face massage and everything, then I do the zapper.
What's a zapper?
The zappers is, my cat loves it. Whenever he hears it, he comes flying in and he tries to steal the cap and he runs with the cap. It's a device and it stimulates the collagen and electrics into your skin. It like zaps you.
Okay. All right.
Then from there, I go on to this other machine and then you just like, it kind of like, it's called New Face, and you just like rub like the grapeseed oil into your face. And then after that, Gua Sha. And Gua Sha is also depuffs and detoxifies your face and your skin.
Okay.
And then from there, and the hair oils and everything are in, then I move on to breakfast.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. Yeah. All right. Now you can eat.
Yes, I finally eat.
Yeah.
I can't
a very, very small vegan meal.
I'll have, yeah, after I have to get all that done before breakfast. So it's okay. Like, you know, you got to get up early because you want your breakfast. So you got to for the stuff so you can have your breakfast.
Now, has this taken longer than you thought? And you just like getting really hungry or what?
I think my body's now trained to eat at that certain time every day now.
Okay. So you get everything done. You make sure you get everything done.
Yeah. It's kind of like robotic now to me. Like I get up and my body just does what it's supposed to do.
Right.
You get up and you have to pee.
Yeah.
So it's like just a robotic thing. Like my body just, I don't have to think about it.
You get up, you have to drain your sinuses and zap your skin.
Yes.
Okay. So after breakfast, what happens?
Shower time.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's I recommend that for everybody, regardless of whether you're trying to look good or not. And after your shower, what happens?
Put all my hair products in, and then I put all my body oils on.
Okay.
And I gua sha the body.
Okay.
And I use about 4 different oils on my body and lotions. And then after all that's done, my skin bleach, of course. Skin bleach is very important to being the doll. So after all that is done, then I move on to taking my 40 vitamins.
40.
And I drink crystal infused water.
Of course. Now, when you say crystal, I mean, do you like magic crystals or just a crystal?
Yeah. I put them in the water bottle. And
okay.
Then intentions.
So you have, that's what I thought. Yeah. So you have your intentions and you want to manifest things. So you put it in your water. I should do that.
I make sure not to swallow my phone.
I would. Yeah. You try not to. Nicole, have you heard about this? I wasn't aware of this.
Yeah. I also do some spells where I will put the crystals in my wine goblet. I have a goblet that's very specifically for spells. And then it just helps to enhance your intention.
See? Yeah. That's awesome. Right?
Yeah.
You guys be careful. Don't swallow the stones. Don't swallow the crystals.
Also, you have to know
although maybe that helps.
You can use because some crystals start to fall apart when they get wet, and you definitely don't want to use those.
Yeah, you can only use certain ones. Like I like to use aquamarine. That's one of my favorite ones for the water.
Okay. All right. Okay, so you have your crystal infused water. Now what's next?
The 40 vitamins.
Right.
And then after that, then I blow dry my hair, straighten my hair.
Mm-hmm. Is your hair naturally curly?
No.
Okay.
It's got a little bit of a wave, but like nothing.
But it's not doll straight.
Right, right.
Okay. Right now it's doll straight.
Yeah. So I blow dry it, straighten it, and then style it.
Okay.
After that, I do my ice facial for my face. And then I put rice water on my face, and then I start applying my products to my face, which is 3 different products, including White and Tight. And then I start my 2-hour makeup.
Of course, yeah. 2 hours. You know how long it took me to put this makeup on? 5 minutes. You could see the difference. You could see the difference when Danielle talks. Today is a 2-hour makeup job, right?
Every day.
It's so far it's a 4-hour process because you have the 2 hours of prep plus the 2 hours of makeup.
Yeah, we're only halfway done.
After that, lunchtime.
Okay.
Time, and then I'll usually have I'll have my lunch, and then from there is meditation time with my tea.
Okay.
And it's workout time.
Okay.
Because
you already did yoga, so what type of work? And I've seen you on your social media. You're very flexible, so you're doing a lot of stretching and things like that. What is your workout?
Weightlifting every day.
Okay, but not too bulky because you don't want to be muscular like you were before.
Right, I have to stay exactly the same, 103 to 105 pounds, and then they come every week. My managers and they take my measurements to make sure they're on point or I don't go on camera that week. So I have to make sure that I am accurate.
I want to get to the managers at some point, but we'll get to that. But so anyway, so you're working out After the workout.
Then I do my stretching because I do gymnastics. So I like to do that. However, I do have a lot of injuries right now. So the gymnastics getting back in, it is a little.
But were you a gym, when you were a gymnast when you were a little girl, like the pre-gyms? Okay.
Yes, too. What happened was I was working out 2 years ago and my tendon detached to my wrist. And when they wrapped it and told me don't do anything, the next day I was outside doing cartwheels and lifting weights. So it never healed properly.
Oh, man.
And then my neck is just totally busted and my rib cage, my ribs tend to pop out.
Ooh.
There's two of them that keep coming out and pushing on my intestines and my digestion. And they come out very easily. Like if I'm doing a workout, they'll pop out. And then I just feel, you know, the numbing going down to my hip bone and my lower back. And then I go to the chiropractor. He takes his thumbs and pops them in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But also you're so skinny. They're right out. They're right there. You can see them.
Right there. Yeah. So it's usually the two here on the bottom on the left side. And I suffer migraines really badly because of my neck from my injury in the past life. So I have a lot of under my neck, so pretty much live at the chiropractor's office, but you know, he puts them in and then I just pop them right back out, so it's a cycle.
Does he ever say maybe this doll regimen's a little too strenuous for you, maybe you should stop it?
No, he actually follows my Instagram and says like,
well, I'm sure he does, but
he's like, no wonder you're in the office every day.
Right.
Hey, but you're in business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even in business.
Yes, I keep the living Gothic doll in working order. So if you ever need to repair a living doll, he's the guy to go to.
He's the guy to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after all that, my boyfriend came home from work and then we have dinner together.
Oh, that's nice.
Then the photographers come and I usually have my photo shoots or filming.
So you usually have a photo shoot or filming every day?
Yes, every single day. The past 2 days, I've been in a little bit of a depression because of words that are said to me on Instagram and stuff recently that I'm battling with right now. And when I do get to that point, I walk. I'll walk off the camera and I say, I'm not doing this right now. Like, I get where I don't want to be bothered and I shut out.
As you should. As you should.
And so I haven't posted in 2 days, but there's really cool vampire pictures that are going to be posted soon, probably by... My manager probably said like Wednesday or Thursday to get back up into it. So I'll probably post our pictures. So I usually do have a shoot every day and or like a video or something going on. There's always something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm either like maybe I'm doing ritual work, spiritual work for people, tarot card readings, dresses, or I'm making products with my boyfriend because we do all that together. We post together. We make products together.
Right.
Then we'll usually go for a walk. And then I like to be home with my cats a lot. So I do a lot of things from home because I get nervous leaving them alone because I'm always afraid in the back of my head if something bad happens. I don't know why.
Nicole brought trouble on her lap right on cue when you said that. And
yeah, Trouble will let me know when he wants to be up, but he stands up and puts his paws on my lap. And then he wants me to lick him.
Oh, yeah, my Bronzy Blues does that. That's so cute. Aw, I love them. Does he sleep with you?
Yes, he usually sleeps on my pillow right by my ear.
Aw, I love.
Yeah, he's very affectionate.
Aw.
And there's more of the routine, but you can check it out on YouTube because it would be the whole show talking about your routine. But how did you? And also, by the way, you have the tattoos on your knees and your ankles, which are the hinges on the doll.
They're tights.
Well, those are tights. I thought they were tattoos.
No, they're tights. See?
Okay. Are you going to get tattoos or are you just, you're cool with the tights?
But I don't know. I think I'll just put the tights on. It's just easier.
Okay. Excuse me. Now, how did you meet this manager? How did this happen?
My manager, well, I was in different modeling and acting.
Mm-hmm.
I was in like, I had a couple of agencies I was with, and then one introduced you to one and one introduced you. You know how that whole introductory goes, you introduce this
networking.
Yeah. So kind of that's how I met like my managers. I have two managers and I have three photographers. I have one photographer who does more of my like dolly stuff. I have one that does more of the horror stuff. And then I have one that does more of the art stuff, the black and white stuff. These photos that are in the art shows.
Right. I've seen them. So this is nice.
Yeah. So I have the three is Faust and Joe and Jason. So whatever they call, like my manager will call me, he'll be like Toys R Us, I did the opening for Toys R Us. She say, you know, Toys R Us wants you to do the opening with the dolls. Are you interested? I said, okay. And they booked it around like my schedule, of course, my 8-hour day comes first.
Right. Of course. Then
it would be, you know, so they, you know, close the store at that point. So I could come in, do the photos and stuff like that. Same thing with the movies. That's why I do mostly short films. I did like a couple full films, but I mostly do short films because of my schedule.
Right.
A lot of people ask me, did you want to do bigger films? And I, you know, I have a thing out there. It's a film on the questions answered as to like people were asking me, like, do you do your own photos? And I mentioned, no, my stuff is all professional. And they asked, bigger film productions, like some people thought getting roles, and I said, look, I was asked to be in so many things. I was supposed to be in The Walking Dead, but I didn't want to go to, I was supposed to be in so many things. But the problem is with that is, you know, I explained myself, number one, I have anxiety, can't be around a lot of people, like I have to pay the people in the movie that I can, if they're okay for me to get along with, or if they're going to start trouble. Number two, it has to be on my schedule. Number three, I'm not traveling. And number four, if I'm in a movie, I have to be myself, the doll in that movie. I can't be like into some other kind of like just a different type of makeup or anything. Cause then you'll have your people bashing, oh, what is she, just makeup and lights and glam and this and that. And I'm not dealing with that. I got known for image. Like the same thing with my fashion shows. I do underground goth fashion shows.
Right.
I don't Fashion Week anymore because it was like 100 girls wearing the same hairstyle, the same makeup, and I was like, I can't do that, like, because what's gonna make me different from them?
Right. But I mean, you know, I have this is me, this is my persona. I'm not a doll, but I'm the goth comedian. But I've done acting where I haven't been. I don't think people understand when you're taking a role.
Also different. Can't play kissing scenes because I do have my boyfriend. I can't. I'm not gonna dye my hair or dye it a different color, anything like that either. So that's like a lot to take into too. And then it's got to be again around my schedule and my timing and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I respect that you have boundaries, but as I say, I mean, if you know, I just played a vampire in a movie. I didn't look like this, but you know, it was fun. So I would say, you know, right now, do what makes you comfortable. But I would also say, you know, keep an open mind in the future if you're comfortable with it. You know, it's possible there's something that might be there for you. But were your managers kind of taken aback at the fact that you've remade yourself as a doll?
No, he actually like thought it was super cool because all the work that I put in to it and stuff like that, looking otherworldly and stuff. And no, I was actually thought it was like really cool. So
right. So how do you psychically, or not psychically, I just said that incorrectly. How do you manifest? Not, I mean, because some would say if you've used witchcraft to shape your face, why do you need this ritual? Why do you need to put the makeup on? Why do you need to make like all this if you've done it, you know, with witchcraft?
Your skin is still an organ. So you have to take your skin. So like, even if you stop the aging process and reconstructed your facial features, your skin is still outside. So you have to take care of your skin. Even if you're like 9, you should be using certain face wash and stuff like that because, you know, you can get acne. You can get dry skin or like get red blotches. You can get scaliness, you know, like I have really bad allergies in the wintertime. So my gets really puffy and swollen and and so if you don't use the proper skin techniques, and when I wake up very swollen, especially with the allergies and everything, and if you don't depuff it with your 100 splashes and your machines and your gua sha tools and your massages, you're going to mm-hmm. have all that swollen face just sitting there. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what you're saying. Now, you remade yourself as a doll. You're striving for perfection. How close would you say you are now?
I think I nailed it.
100%?
Yeah, I don't see anything else that needs to be done.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. By the way, and since you have such a great ritual and you you shower and you use all these products, you must smell great.
Yeah, I actually make my own perfume. It smells like burning incense.
Oh, that sounds great. And
called the doll fragrance.
What's it called? What's it called?
The doll fragrance, but I will not sell it because I'm stubborn.
So only you can smell like yourself.
Yep, because when I walk into a room, everyone needs to know the doll entered.
You know, funny you should say that because we have another sponsor. And this is for guys. If you want to walk into a room and people like, wow, he smells great, get Tactical Soap. It has pheromones in it. There you got three flavors. They got Durden, Bond, and Maverick. Three different types of different flavors. And they have oils. They have all sorts of things. This is for the guys. There's nothing sexier than a great smelling guy. So get Tactical Soap. Anyway, so that's it for the sponsors, by the way. So,
I made this perfume. I want it to smell just like incense. Like if you burn incense, that's what it smells.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
And everyone wants it. And I say, no. And like, cause I have all my skincare, I sell my skincare and my hair products and stuff like that. And everyone's like, you know, that would be the multi-million dollar product right here sitting on your altar. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'd rather be poor. I'm not selling that.
You'd rather be poor and smell like no one else.
Yes.
Than be a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
Well, you
isn't that crazy, right?
right. Yeah. Anything
that I have. If I go into a store, someone's got my nail polish, guess what? I'm getting my ass home. I'm taking it off and putting another color on.
Really?
Yes.
Because, that's pretty harsh.
Yeah, that's just how
it shows they have taste because they have the same taste as you.
No, because then they'll get the credit for it. Sometimes they get the credit for it. I've seen on Instagram, people have taken in my past, they've taken screenshots of my nails when I had them on story. Okay. And they look at theirs done like that. And then they'd put it up and everybody would be complimenting them and saying they have great taste. And they'd say, thank you. But no. With mine, right there. You stole that from me.
Yeah,
so
well,
I wouldn't get the, you know.
Well, that's what's toxic about the internet. I gotta be honest. You know, I've been doing this before TikTok and, you know, really, I sort of, started with the social media and I sort of had my own persona before social media. I'm just bringing it to that. But people that are starting out now, especially influencers and things, it's tough. Like you say, you have a lot of great comments and you have, especially as of late, have had a lot of shitty comments.
Oh, yeah.
You're putting yourself out there and it's, and I know there's a lot of influencers, a lot of TikTokers that are really going through depression, getting off social media, to the extent that some of them commit suicide. And it's just, but at the same time, they're putting it out there. So it's tough. I mean, you gotta take the good with the bad as long as they're being respectful. Now, I'm assuming you're not getting respectful comments.
No, but it is hard, especially when you have anxiety and depression, you suffer mental health and you're putting yourself out there. And like, I unfortunately have paparazzi outside at times.
Oh, really?
And I happen to always be there when there's something going down. Like when my cat died, they were there and they were writing an article that I went missing and I've been off camera and the doll is suffering depression, yada, yada, because there were cat Mason and she didn't show up at the Comic-Con. She was here. And
what paparazzi is this? Is this TMZ? Who is this?
I don't know. There's a lot of them, but my manager, I usually tell him to take care of it because I end up depressed and getting all like anxious about it because I don't want anything written or I don't know what they're talking about. And that's another reason why I feel like I need to be in character 24/7. You don't know who's taking pictures of you. You don't know what they're going to say. You don't know where you're going. You don't know who's seeing you. You know, so even when you're taking the garbage out, it's like, you're like looking around, like, what's going on? Is anybody there? They have pictures, or it's kind of like crazy. Right.
But so the question is, since you do have anxiety and you do have, you know, it does affect you more than most people, why put yourself out there?
Because all the hard work that I do, I want to be seen. It's like, look at me now, like, I do all this work, I'm very right. talented, and I became something, and I mm-hmm. worked to get famous.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm there, why would
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's part of that. I mean, that's unfortunately part of the fame. And I've had people tell me all sorts of crazy stuff and all sorts of insulting stuff online, but I just take it with a grain of salt because it's not, you know, it's if they don't know me, they don't know what's going on. And you know what? And if they don't like me, they don't think I'm funny. That's their opinion. That doesn't mean I'm not. I'm still doing it. I'm still doing shows. I'm still making money.
I'm still doing
the podcast. And yeah. if you don't like it, don't listen to it.
That's how I feel. Like I went on the other day and I had a video I put on there because some guy was like really insulting me a lot. And I tracked his ass down. The return to sender got these people back because I have return to sender on me. A return to sender, you would probably be interested in this.
Oh, please. Yeah. Tell me about return to sender. I want to see this because I got some senders I need to return.
Well, it's a spell that's on me for protection.
Okay.
Stays on you for a lifetime. But what it is, it's like a karmatic spell. So when someone hurts you or upsets you, they mm-hmm. get something back to them times three.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's, isn't that just general karma though?
No, it happens right away.
Okay. So you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait for karma.
Happens right away. I'll give you a perfect example. Okay.
Please.
So this guy contacted me from my past in a childhood, right? Yes. I knew him in childhood and he contacted me through Instagram and told me he don't like my new look. I look old, wrinkled, ugly, fat, and everything else. And, of course that triggered my dysmorphia.
He's just being a dick. Obviously you don't look like any of that.
So he really triggered me with my body dysmorphia and I overused chemicals and burned my face with chemical burns and been in recovery now from February. And it's actually healing. It's almost healed because I've been doing
all these. So this wasn't something he said. You actually did burn your face with chemicals?
Yes, I did. Because
in reaction to what this asshole said?
Yeah, because of my body dysmorphia. Mm-hmm. So it took months of recovering. It's still not 100%, but it's getting there. And I sued him for $500 to pay for a mask that I had to get, an LED mask. But what happened in this conversation was I said, just remember, there's a return to sender on me. And whatever you said to me, you're going to get times three. Don't think you're going to just walk because I'm tired of people saying negative, hurtful things to me. And then they just go about their day. And then I'm in my bed screaming and not wanting to do anything. It's not fair. You know, I'm canceling my shoots and not making money. So he said, okay. So the next day he fell out of his bed and broke both of his kneecaps. He lost his job. He lost his health insurance. He ends up with a stomach infection and Crohn's disease. And I sued him for $500.
Well, that serves him right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Nicole, have you ever done something like that to somebody? Had a return like that? You don't have
don't
to say
want
what.
Talk about it.
Okay, so that's a yes.
I will say this: there was a person who once made me cry. And then they got hit with the Me Too thing.
Wow. Wow. Mm. Wow.
And it was really close within a year. It wasn't like immediate, but it was, they were untouchable before that. Like everybody really loved them and didn't believe they could do anything wrong. And then all of a sudden everybody came out and now everybody hates them. So.
Wow. Yeah. Awesome.
That's what he deserves. Well, let me tell you something. I just want to say this and, please, I hope you take this in. And I think our listeners will be, engaging with you online will back me up on this. Don't listen to what they say. You're beautiful. I'm sure you were beautiful before when you were in middle school, when you were being picked on, and you're beautiful now. And don't listen to people that say different. You have a loving boyfriend, and you have the love of the goth community and other people. You have love outside of the goth community. I know people that are not goth that see you and really respond to you. So if you get 100 people saying you're beautiful and one person saying you're not, they're wrong. So
yeah,
listen to the 100 people that say you're beautiful. I'm a comedian. I know when I do a show and there's 100 people laughing and 2 people that are not, you concentrate on the ones that are not, but you shouldn't, because you made 100 people laugh.
True.
Your cat loves you. Your boyfriend loves you. Your fans love you. So I could talk to you all day. I think you're fantastic. Say that one more time.
He's my who man. I call him my who man.
You're a who man. But and this hour has just flown by. I love talking to you. I would love to have you back on the show. But before I go, one last question, because you say that you have manifested eternal youth and you're always going to be young and beautiful. How do you know? Because you are young and right now.
I know because, I do a lot of intuitive work, a lot of shadow work. I do crystal ball readings and stuff like that. And when I did this spell, I felt it. Like, I literally felt like this come over me, and I felt the energy, like I was sweating. It was indescribable. And like when I do, like, because I do my card readings and all my stuff, and showed me everything in there, and I had dreams of everything that I needed to see, and through meditations and going into other dimensions to see what the outcome like. I know I'm part of the future, that's going to be my cause of death, heart attack.
So you see yourself at 65, 70 looking exactly the same?
Yes. Okay. Like, by certificate, it will, you know, like, obviously I won't be able to show birth certificate or license, but, which will be an issue, but I mean, who cares? I don't really do anything really that shows anything, but, I will still be the same internally and externally as I am.
Well, just as I said, I think you're beautiful inside and out. And I think you've been a great guest. And Nicole.
Yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I would love to do a future show with the living gothic doll and one of our friends that does witchcraft and magic, and talk witchcraft and magic, because we barely scratched the surface on that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. And because, by the way, that's another thing you and Nicole have in common. You both do tarot.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So. This is just flying by. I've had so much fun. Living Goth, I'll tell everybody about your skincare products and anything else you want to promote.
So I have a daytime face cream. I have an eye cream. I have White and Tight, which is a natural skin bleaching, lightening and tightening for your skin. Right. And it's all ingredients.
And how do you come to manufacture all this?
Well, I'm really good at alchemy. Mm-hmm. So what I do is, first I experiment. I look up all the ingredients. I just look up ingredients. What does this do? What does that do? What does this do? What does that do? And then I for hair growth, because I use my stuff called the hair mantra that I made.
Okay.
Hair was not growing at one point because due to hormones and stress and anxiety. So my hair was just staying at a standstill. It was probably like right here, and it just would not grow. I tried all the vitamins. I tried all the hair grow stuff out there. Nothing worked. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make my own. And that's how it all started.
Right. And do you make these at home? Do you, or do you have a factory there?
Home, and then I test them. I test them on myself. Mm-hmm. So I'll test them out for a good month. If I see that it worked, I send them to the lab and get them FDA approved. And then if they don't work, then I either take an ingredient out or add it. and then I test it again, or my boyfriend will test it. And I've had people with alopecia, people that have cancer, all testing the hair product, and their hair all grew back. And I always do the testing myself, like my eyelash serum, growth serum. It's called Daddy Long Legs. And it's an oil that I put on. Yeah, they're all like, you know, like the Sun Morning Brew, but spelled like morning as in you're in mourning. Like
right, yeah, death. I got it. Yeah, that's good.
They're really cool, like, stuff that we do. And Brahms, hold on. He's under the cabinets.
No, Brahms.
Oh, where's your brother? Uh-oh. What are you doing there, Mommy? Oh, geez. Come on now. Oh, you're being a bad
cat. Bad cat.
Goodness, we can't do that. Mommy says no. That's what we do to that.
So how do people order these products?
I'm actually, you can just DM me and I'll ship them out. But I had a website and they were out in the metaphysical stores in Montclair. Right. And I have in another couple metaphysical stores in PA. But when COVID happened, those stores had shut down and out of like jars. We ran out of the spray bottles, or we ran out of the label.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So then we kind of just like held off on it. But now what we're doing is we're going to advertise them on Amazon. We were going to do a website, but these websites are pain in the asses.
I'll tell you what, Amazon's going to be a pain in the ass. I'm telling you that right now.
Really?
I used to sell skincare. We'll talk after the show, but yeah, it's we'll talk, but yeah, it's trust me, it's a tough thing to get it on Amazon.
Okay, so I don't know, but right now, like if you DM that somebody wants to purchase it, then I'll get the labels stuff, ship it out to them. Nice. But I don't know where I'm gonna be selling them, because like I said, these websites, like. You know the story. I got hacked and everything on Instagram last year at this time.
Yes.
They took all my social media. I dealt with all that. It was like everything was kind of gone at once. My car blew up and the cat died and my social media was all hacked. And it was just 2022 was just, it was a nightmare.
But 2023 is the rebirth. And people find you on Instagram at Living Gothic Doll. And TikTok as well. And anything else you want to promote?
Well, I have the two YouTube channels, which is the link in bio. So I have one is just like for fun. I have cat parties on there and stuff like that.
I've seen the cat parties. I like them.
Yeah, the twins turned one. They had a 3-day event, birthday party.
Yes.
A lot of fun. And then I have my YouTube with like all the movies and music videos. So I've seen
those too. I didn't see the Jadakiss one, but I definitely want to check that out. But
then we had what else did we have? The Pinterest, the TikTok is mainly I have stuff on TikTok, but I have a lot of the cats. They had 1.8 million views on one of their videos, just walking the corner.
People love cats.
There's like 1.8 million. I was like, you guys, they're like famous.
They like the cats better than the people. I know.
Yeah, they like the cats because Mason was famous, the vampire. He sold the dragon. From Transylvania.
Ooh.
With the spokes guy. I have it up there with his ashes, the Dracula soil from Transylvania.
Nice.
So he did that. So he was known for that. And then these guys are the children. These are my children. So they're all pretty much known for something.
Well, forget the haters, Living Gothic Doll. We like you, and thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, anytime. Hopefully we'll have you back soon, and we'll talk more witchcraft. Speaking of witchcraft, if you want to be under a spell, read Nicole's new poetry book, Slow Burn, which you can find on lulu.com. And Nicole, how do people get a hold of you?
I'm at Nicole6Books on Instagram, and I am Nicole H6 on Facebook.
You realize that with this Zoom connection, this is the first time your lips have matched what you're saying. I can see. But on the recording, it'll be okay, because I've had that happen before. And I'm Goth Comedian on all social media. Happy World Goth Day to everybody, and everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye.